In an historic move, Finland and Sweden have submitted their formal applications to join NATO. Russia says almost 700 Ukrainian fighters at the Azovstal steel plant have surrendered in the past 24 hours. It's unclear what will happen to them next. An earlier group was taken to a former penal colony in Russian-controlled territory, while the wounded were taken to hospital for treatment. Ukraine wants a prisoner swap, but Russia's parliament is considering banning the exchange of Azov members for Russian prisoners of war. To other world news, and Sri Lanka's ruling party has blocked a no-confidence motion in Parliament against President Gotabaya Rajapaksa. It was triggered by growing anger and protests against the country's economic crisis. Stand up, stand up. People gathered near the president's office on Tuesday calling on Rajapaksa to step down. The government is running out of the foreign currency it needs to import petrol, diesel and gas. Israeli forces have raided several neighbourhoods in the Jenin refugee camp. More than 40 military patrols stormed a number of Palestinian homes. At least 17 Palestinians were detained around the occupied West Bank. The veteran Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was shot dead by Israeli forces in Jenin last week. And one of the Palestinians who carried Shireen's coffin has been arrested by Israeli forces. Amro Abu Qadar was attacked by Israeli police in occupied East Jerusalem last week. His account of what happened was widely shared on social media. His lawyer says all the questions during his interrogation were related to the funeral. And one of Libya's rival prime ministers says he'll move his government to the city of Sirte from Wednesday. Fatih Bashagha attempted to enter the capital, Tripoli, on Tuesday.